Today's shiur will be beginning at the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis in Maseches Bava Basra. We're going to be opening up with a mention of something that was mentioned previously, and that's indicated by the opening word Gufa, as you can see four lines from the bottom. Gufa, Omar Rovin Bar Shmuel Mishmei de Shmuel. Someone sold a field to a buyer without offering a guarantee. Ein meid loy oleha. The seller is not allowed to testify on behalf of the buyer against an outside protester. Why not? Mipnei shemamido bifnei bal choivoi. This seller benefits. He has what to gain. He's called nogea bi'edus. He's called having a vested interest. In what sense? In the sense that if the buyer wins the case, it remains on this side of the equation, so to speak. It remains as part of a deal between the seller and the buyer. If the seller had a previous debt, his creditor would be able to seize this field even though it was sold to the buyer because he had a previous lien on it. However, if the protester would win, it would indicate to us that it was never the possession of the seller to begin with. Hence, the creditors of the seller would have no right to take it. And as we've said in the past, that it's considered a benefit for a person's debts to be paid off. Hence, the seller cannot testify. Hechi domi, I deis le aro achriti. If the seller has another land, another piece of land that his creditors could seize, ole didei hodar. The creditors will be seizing that land, not that which he sold to the buyer. So why can't the seller testify concerning the piece of land sold to the buyer? E deles le ara achriti. If the seller has no other properties, my nafko le mino. What difference does it make to the seller what happens to the field that the buyer bought? Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Mai nafko le minoa im tishoer biyad halokeach, whether it remains in the hands of the buyer. Ho afilu imapik lo ma'arer, even if the protester is successful in getting the land away from the buyer, lo motzi govi bal chovo minei de mocher midi. Deho lesle, the bal chov of the mocher, of the seller, the creditor of the seller, won't be able to collect anything anyway, because the seller has no other lands according to this scenario. Le'olam deles le aro achriti. The case, in fact, is a situation where the seller has no other lands. So why is it that the seller cannot testify to benefit the buyer in the face of the protester? The answer is, he still has a vested interest in the buyer winning. The Omar. The seller says, Lo nicha de lehevi loive roshe velo yeshalem. It's not comforting to me to be a borrower who doesn't pay up his debts. The Gemara asks, so fine, if the buyer wins, the creditor will get his payment. So as far as the creditor is concerned, the seller is not a loive roshe velo yeshalem. as far as the seller having the identity as also being a borrower, his debt is paid off. His early debt is paid off. However, what about the buyer? The buyer lost the land. How does he look? How does the seller look to the buyer in his eyes? How does the buyer view the seller who sold him a piece of land he just lost? Soif, soif, legabi idoch, nami, loive rosh velo yishalim hu. In the final picture, as far as the buyer is concerned, when he looks at the one who sold him the field, after the Baal Chov, after the creditor swiped it away from him, he's going to be looking at the seller as a loive rosh velo yishalim, as a bad guy. The Gemara answers, not so. The Omar, the Mocher, can say to the buyer, don't look at me as a bad guy. Lahochi zvini loch shelo b'achrayis. It's for that very reason that I sold you the field without a guarantee. You knew that you were buying something without a guarantee. So you can't really have tough feelings against me. Before we go on in the Gemara, we'll take a look at the note on the side under the heading Nosei, the topic heading. Yisrael Shemochar Chamor, the Yisrael Acher. A Jew sold a donkey to a fellow Jew. Uvo Akum V'chotfoi Min Alokech. And an idol worshipper came and took it from the purchaser. Haim Hamoicher Tzorich Lefatzois Halokeach. Does the Mocher have to, this expression Lefatzos, we indicate Klomar Li'oizroi Bedin, to help him out, in a court of law. The expression that we'll find in the Gemara is Mapsile, and the word Mapsile, in fact, Lefi the Rashbam, has to do with helping him out and pleading on his behalf against the idol worshipper. As we go on into Gemara, we note there's a symbol that is present between the Gemara and the Tosfos text. You see a nun with a long dashed vertical line. This nun is abbreviation of nekuda, a point, a long point. The Gemara is going to present you a point, and in the marking system that you are using now, you will note that all of the lines that are opposite this long marking are part of this point that we're making now. Machriz Rava v'itema Rav Papa. So Rava announced publicly, another version is Rav Papa. The number one indicates that a second opinion will appear later, and if you skim down the daf, you'll notice the number two by Amemar. It's another opinion to what we'll say now. So he starts up with a dramatic opening, and he says, "Desalkin le'ila u'denachten le'tato," which literally means those who are rising from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. We use the expression aliyah to go up to Eretz Yisrael. U'denachten le'tato, and those that are leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Bovel. It's an expression that appears from time to time in the Shas, which basically means everyone should know. Everybody. Hai bar Yisrael. The Zovin le Chamro le Yisrael Chavrei. A Jew who sells his donkey to a fellow Jew. Veko osi akum vionis le mine. And an idol worshipper comes and forcibly takes it from him, from the purchaser. Dinohu de mafzi le mine. It is proper for the seller to come and help the buyer in court against this idol worshipper. Let us take a look at, in the Rashbam, the Onislei Minei Delokeach, the Katoin Akum. How is it that the idol worshiper takes it away, strong arms him? How does he do that? Because he claims the Katoin Akum Chamor Ze Nignav Mimeni, O Misha Mochroi Loch Gozloi Mimeni. The animal that's in your possession was stolen from me. Ubeloi Edim Me'ansoi Heimenu. And we're talking about this took place without witnesses. The lo onis le luchpa elo hachamor levado. He took the animal without its uchpa, are the vessels that are placed on the animal, like the bridle, the saddle, the things that are put on the animal. He took just the animal. The muchach milsa, this it shows the didei who that it shows that it could very well be the goyis, the koshokil, the lav didei lo boy lemishkal, the hilkoch dinahu the maftzile kamapotze as David avdo mecherev ra. The expression mafsi is from the word hapotze that you find in the posuk. V'yovi edim v'yoduni ma'akum. And the seller would bring witnesses and confront the idol worshipper. Ulai yotzienu miyodo bedin. Maybe through a legal procedure, he'll be able to get it away from the goy. The akum tsaisi dinohem. Idol worshippers respect the law. The dafka akum. Avo ka'onis le Yisrael lo mafzi le. This idea is only when an idol worshipper is involved, but if it's another Jew, then the seller doesn't have to intervene. Eliyot benu bedin, de'en koyach liYisrael ligzo chamor mechaveroi below edim ubelow raya. In the case of a fellow Jew, he'll just confront him in a court of law under with standard procedure. The Gemara at this point goes on, qualifying what we've said. Veloy Amoron, that the seller is expected to help him in his case against the idol worshipper, Elo She'enoi Makir Bo Shehi Bas Chamoiroi. That's where the buyer doesn't recognize the animal to be an offspring of the seller's animals. Avol makir bo shehi bas chamoiroi loy. If the buyer knows that the animal he bought is the offspring of something that's owned by the seller, then he's strong enough on his own to defend himself. The Rashbam says avol hikir bo lo mi boyale lefatzoso kevin de dover yodua hu shegodlo bevesa shemocher. It's a known thing that this animal was raised in the mocher, in the seller's house. Ustam oivei kochovim anis u, and your rank and file idol worshipper forces things away from other people. Mistabro de shelo kedin onsa akum. Continuing in the Gemara, further qualification, velo amoron, elo delo onis le ledidei uleuchpa. This is a point that we saw earlier in the Rashbam, the idea of his having to the mocher, the seller, being expected to help out. That's in a case where the idol worshipper took the animal alone, without the saddle and bridle. Avol onis le ledidei ule uchba lo. If he took the whole kit and caboodle, the animal with its accoutrements, then it's a sign that it's not really the goyis. We didn't explain this before, but the the point is brought out in other Gemaras that these accoutrements accompany animals are sort of like molded to fit the specific animal, so that, and if it's a saddle, let's say, that's not molded to your animal, it will cause the animal bruises. It's like a bad fit, just like someone wears a bad shoe, which doesn't fit him. So the same thing with these different animal appurtenances. Hence, if the goy took the animal alone, that already looks like the goy has a claim to it, because he's got its saddle at home. But if he just swipes everything, it's just the stomach guy's trying to steal something. Okay, and that's what the last line of the Gemara that we read said was, Aval onis lei ledidei ula uchbalo. Then we don't expect the seller to intervene, because then it's clear to us that the idol worshiper is not on strong legal footing. The Rashbam, the Dibur HaMaskil says, lo maftzi lei, the seller is not expected to intervene on his behalf. The stam oivei kechovim anos hu. Your standard idol worshiper is a thief. Continuing in the Gemara, notice a number two. This opinion will be at variance with what we saw in the name of Rova or Rav Popa before. Ameimar Omar Afilu Leko Kol Hani Lo. Even if you don't have all of these qualifications, there's no need for the seller to intervene. My time, oh, why not? Why shouldn't the seller help out the buyer? The answer is the buyer doesn't really need his help. Meida yoda the stam oived kechovim anas hu. It's well known that your stam, your general idol worshiper, is a thief. Shneamar asher pihem diber shov v'yaminam yamin shoker. They are featured in the pasuk as their mouths speak emptiness and their actions are lies. That's as far as the realm of idol worshippers are concerned. The Gemara proceeds to a new topic. We have learned that Umon ein lo chazoka. It's very interesting to note a brief Rashbam, but it shows the need for markings and awareness of structure, etc. The Rashbam says Umon ein lo chazoka. He says Masnisin hi. This is our Mishnah, but if you look at the Mishnah, you won't find these words in the Mishnah. Dekotani ha'umenin va'arisin. The Mishnah says it in the plural, that they don't have a chazaka. Hence, the Rashbam's comment is one of a very sensitive nature to the language nuance, where the Dibur HaMaskil printed in the Gemara says Umon ein lo chazok, and he has to point out that the Gemara is really quoting, paraphrasing the Mishnah, but the lashon of the Mishnah was Ha'umnin v'arisen kol chada v'chada bova meforesh lehu v'azel. Each one will be explained separately, each one of the different people. Before we go into the Gemara itself, let us take advantage of our topic heading on the side, the Nosei, and it's a long topic. It goes till Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we'll read it. The opening says, the introduction says, Mosai Amrinon de Umon Ein Loi Chazoka Lit Oin Lokuach Ubiyadi. Under what circumstances is it so that the craftsman, the artisan, the repairman doesn't have a chazaka, even though the item is in his shop? and that he cannot claim, well, I bought it. Lefi Rabba, according to Rabba, whose name appears in the Gemara in a firebox, Hainu im balabayas mosa la'umon es haparit benochechus eidin. That is, if the owner, the claimer, gave the item to the craftsman in the presence of witnesses. So there are witnesses that saw that it was someone else's, given to the craftsman for repair purposes. Right? Under those circumstances, according to Rabba, that's when he cannot claim it's mine. What happens in the case that you don't have witnesses that saw the handover? So then the din will change. Omar Rabba, lo shanu, that which we said, the uman ein lo chazoka, elo she mosar loy bi'edim. Avo mosar lo shelo bi'edim. If the item was given to the repairman, to the craftsman, the artisan, between themselves, without witnesses present, mitoch shiyocho lomar lo, lo hoyu dvor me'olam, since the uman could claim, I never got anything from you, ki omar le'inami lukucha hi bi'odi mehemon. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Avol mosar lo shelo bi'edim. We've marked in the Rashbam also with diamonds, lo mibaya, I don't have to tell you the following. And there's another diamond, elo afilu, but even in the other case, and we'll see that as we go along in the Rashbam. There are two scenarios. One is very obvious, and the second one has a chiddush in it. So we're talking right now about a case where the article was given between themselves. No witnesses saw the handoff between the customer, or the owner, and the repairman. Rashbam says, "Lo mi baya hecho di ein onu royin hatalis biyodoi," where we don't see the item on his shelf. The mitoch shiyocho lomar. Emes ato mosarti li avol ichzarti loch v'ne'emon. He could always say, yeah, you did give me something, but I gave it back to you, and he'd be believed. Ha'ein tzorich achshav lachzir lo b'yedim. He doesn't have to give it back in the presence of witnesses. Inami yochol lomar lo hayu dvorim me'olam. Shalom asateli, or he could say, I never got anything from you. Via ne'emon b'shuas heses, and he would be believed with a rabbinic oath. Ki omar lo nami yeshno biyodi v'lo kuach u shemochartoli. So therefore, if he would say, since he has this backup claim, when he says, I have it, I have your thing, but I bought it from you, Diyesh lo chazoka v'ne'emon al yedei ha'imigu. That is simple. That's what the Rashbam said. That all the case where we don't see it in the Uman's possession, he has pretty much free realm of what he can say. Elo afilu im ro'u achshov edim hatalis biyad ha'uman o shetopus bo b'foneinu. But even a case where the uman has the talis that was once owned by the customer, and he's holding it in front of us, mitok shiyochol lomar lo hayu dvorim me'olam shelo masarta li avol acher masro li shemocharto lo v'hu mochro li. Since the artisan, the craftsman, could say, You never gave me this talis to repair. This talis got to me because you sold it to someone else, and he gave it to me. Ki omar leinami ato masarto li umacharto li ne'emon b'haymigu. Similarly, if he says, you gave it to me, but you sold it to me, he'd also be believed. The Svir Leila Rabba, Hashta, Rabba at this point in the Gemara holds. Rabba, we're going to see later, changes. But at this point he holds. Dehecha delo mosar lo bi'edim. That where the giving between the customer and the repairman was not in the presence of witnesses. It was a private handover. Lo shna ra'a atalis biyado achshav. Lo shna lo ra'a yesh chazaka. Once the original handoff was done privately, it doesn't matter whether we see it in the artisan's hands now or we don't see it. He will have a chazaka. He will. The artisan will win. The lo medami le ledin shel dvorim asim haskir fi omar idoch lekuchen ein biyadi. In that case, the eino nemon. The Rashbam goes on to contrast the case of giving something to an artisan to another case, which we're not going to get into right now. But we'll go back in the Gemara. According to Rabba, then, the halacha of Uman, ein lo chazaka, is a qualified halacha. It's true only if the handoff between customer and repairman was done in the presence of witnesses. Omale Abaye, Ihochi, Afilu bi'edim. Abaye goes further. He says, well, according to what you're saying, even if the handoff was in the presence of witnesses, let the artisan or the repairman be believed. Mitoch shiyocho lomar lo hechzartiv loch. True, he got it in front of witnesses, but he could say, I gave it back to you. Since he could say that, ki omar le lekucha hi biyadi mehemon. So when he taines, I bought it from you, let him be believed just as well. Omar le rabba. You'll notice that we have a long marking here. It goes to the third line at the top. It's rabba's response. And hence we've noted his name indicating how far his response goes. So Rabba's response, Mi Savris Hamafkir Eitzel Chaveru Bi'edim Eino Tzorach L'Hachzir Lo Bi'edim. Who says that we would hold thusly, that when something is given over in front of witnesses, it can be returned without witnesses present? Lo Saka Daita. Don't think thusly, Ella. Rather, the truth is Hamafkir Eitzel Chaveru Bi'edim Tzorach L'Hachzir Lo Bi'edim. So that if it were a case, and this is what Rabba's point is, that if the handoff was in front of witnesses, the artisan, the repairman, he can't say, well, I gave it back to you. If he tries to say that, he'll have to bring witnesses to prove that. We see a geometric form, the triangle. And as all geometric forms in the Gemara marking system that you are using, that many of you are viewing on your screens, and some of you have ordered the Gemara volumes of the Shas Ozer, notice the geometric forms form a series. And in this case, you can see there are a few triangles. And if you have the printed volume, you'll notice the spill over to the next omid as well. What do they represent for our purposes? So we have the advantage of a key on the side called the Mivne. In addition to topic headings in the Shas Ozer, we also try to present what the markings are going to be doing as they appear. And that we title Mivne, the structure. So the triangle pointing up will be kushyot al Rabba. There'll be questions on Rabba, and we'll see that happen on Mem Vav again. If you notice a triangle pointing down, that will be a kushya al Abaye. we're going to tell you ahead of time that according to Abaye, and that's what we've noted on the side, Lefi Abaye, Gam Beli Eidim Sheroo Mesiras HaChefetz LaUmon, even if there are no witnesses that saw the initial handover, Im Balabayas Ro HaChefetz Eitzel LaUmon Ne'emon Balabayas, if the customer saw the item in the possession of the Uman, the customer will be believed. So, as far as Abaye is concerned, he is giving more chances of believability to the customer than Rabbah. Rabbah seems, up till this point, gave a lot of chances of believability to the repairman. The only time that the repairman is not believed is when the handoff was done in the presence of witnesses that saw the initial delivery to the customer. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice the triangle, of course, as we mentioned before, but we also notice a kuf circled with a long vertical dashed line. This indicates kushya, a long question. And then we're going to see a Tanaic source in the Shas Ozer Adin. Tanaic sources are framed, and that's what you see on this line, a few lines that are in a frame. Immediately after the frame, there will appear a bracketed section. The bracketed section will help us in the reading, because Abaye at this point is about to ask a question. The Gemara itself will feature the question, will focus the question, but after the bracketed section. In the bracketed section, the Gemara will try to resolve the resha and the seifa of the source, the opening and the closing section of the source. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Meisve Abaye. Ro'o Avdoi Biad Uman. The Taliso Biad Koives. The word Ro'o we have emphasized. A customer or a person, an owner of an Eved, of a slave, saw his slave in the domain, in the Rishus of an Uman. Or a case of he saw his talis, his garment, in the hands of a washman. Omer lo, ma tivo etzlecha, what's my talis doing by you? Omer le, ato macharto li, ato nosato li b'matona. So the artisan says, you sold it to me, or you gave it to me as a gift. Lo omar klum. The artisan is not believed. Bifonai omarto loi lemochroi velitnoi loi bimatona devorov kayomin. Now, this expression will be explained in the Gemara. The case here, it's very unclear who the speakers are, a lot of pronouns, but for our purposes, it's mashma that the Uman is believed. When it says Devorov Kayomen, Smashma he's believed, artisan is believed. The Gemara is going to focus on the Resha. So what we'll do on our initial read through is skip the bracketed section. Kotone Mihas Resha Ra'a. The opening of the source began by describing the customer saw his eved or his talis in the hands of the koyves. Hechi domi. And by the way, in the resha section, we said that the repairman is not believed. The uman is not believed. Hechi domi. E deiko edim. If there are witnesses that saw the initial handoff, lomali ra'a. What do you need that factor that the owner, the customer, sees the item? Nasi Ada Vinishko. Let him simply bring the witnesses that saw him, the customer, give his item to the Uman and take it back. But the source features Ra'a. Why? Elolav Deleko Adim. must be that you that he doesn't have the luxury of Edom, but to compensate for that, he does have this on his side, that he sees, that the, we're talking about the customer, that the customer sees his item. Sees, that's spelled S-E-E-S. Okay. V'chi ra'a miha tofes lei. We see here that when he sees it, S-E-E-S, he can, S-E-I-Z-E, he can seize it. And, of course, the Uman is not believed. This presents a kasha on Rabbah. Rabbah had said that if there are no witnesses, the Uman is believed. Here we see a situation, no witnesses, and the customer is believed. Lo. The Gemara will reject this, but before that, we of course have to do justice to the text of the Gemara itself, and that means we go back to the bracketed section, and we'll go through that, and then afterwards we'll quickly reread this, the main question again. We said in the source, the opening of the source had a situation where the Uman was not believed. It said, Lo Amar Klum. The second part said, Dvorov Kayomen, which means that sounds to us like the Uman is believed. The Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha Umaishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha, the opening, and the closing of the source? Omar Rabba, Seifa, the case of the Seifa, which we didn't explain before deliberately, B'yotze mitachas yidei acher. The item is in the possession of a third party, the ko'omar lei acher. The third party is telling us the following. B'fonai, in my presence, omarta lo, you, the customer, who's pressing claims to the item, you told him, the uman, the artisan, lemochro, to sell it to me, felitno bematana, or to give it to me as a gift. So we're talking about a third party that's claiming possession of the item. Migu, and the source said he's believed. The he, in this case, is the third party. He's the one that's believed. Migu di'i boy omar lei, since he, the third party, could have tainted, he could have said, Minoch zavinte, I bought it from you. Ki omar lei nami befonai omarto loi lemoichroi. Therefore, when he says this, that in my presence you, I heard you, I saw you telling the craftsman, the repairman, to sell it to me, Dvorov Kayomenu Mehemon. So what this third party is saying stands, and he's believed. As far as we're concerned, though, we don't have to be preoccupied with that case. That's the third party case. We're interested in cases involving the customer versus the repairman himself. Kotoni Mias Reisha Ra'a. As we saw earlier, the Reisha features that situation where the customer sees his item. He observes his item. Hei chidomi, I di'ika edim. If there are witnesses that saw the customer deliver the item to the repairman, lama li ra. What do you need to have the customer see his item, observe his item in the possession of the repairman, in order for us to say that the customer wins? Nasi edim v'nishka, let him bring the witnesses that saw him give it over initially. El olav, deleko edim. The Reisha, where we see the customer is believed and the Uman is not believed, it's a situation where there are no witnesses that saw the initial handoff. V'chi ra'a miha tafis lei. If the customer sees it, he observes it in the possession of the repairman, he will be able to recapture it, to get hold of it. And the Uman is not believed. This is a problem for Rabbah. Rabbah said that when there are no witnesses that see the initial handoff, the repairman is believed. Loi. The Gemara rejects this. this is in defense now of Rabbo, Le'olam de'iko edim ve'hu de'ro'o. Why in the Reisha is the repairman not believed? Because there are witnesses and the customer observes the item. He observes his item currently in the rishus of the artisan. The Gemara asks, so what? The ho atu de amris hamafkid etzel chaver be'edim tzorach leforo be'edim. Once something is given over in the presence of witnesses, the receiver of the item, in this case it's the repairman, in other cases it might be a loan, whatever the case is, where an item is initially given over in the presence of witnesses, the only way he'll have believability is if he can produce witnesses that saw him give it back, pay back the loan. If not, he doesn't have believability. And therefore, we have to just refine the point now. Since there were witnesses that saw the initial delivery, why is it that you, Rabbah, are explaining that the customer has to see it? Even if the customer doesn't see it, he will be believed. Namely, as we saw in the Rashbam earlier, the craftsman will not be believed to say, well, I gave it back to you. Why? Since the initial delivery was in the presence of witnesses, he can't say, I gave it back to you already, because he would have to produce witnesses to that effect. Omar Le, Rabo answers, Hadri B, I retract from that position. The Rashbam explains this Gemara. We'll take a look at the Rashbam. V'chiro oisoi biyad ha'umon miotofis lei balabayis umotzio miyodo. Alma. What the Rashbam is going to do now is explain the piece of Gemara that served as the original question on Rabo. What we see from the source, Almo, Hecho, de Ro'o, where the customer sees his item, he observes his item in the Rishus of the repairman, Afilu, Lo Mosar, the Adim, even if it wasn't given over with witnesses present, Loi, Meheman Uman. The craftsman is not believed, but Kashi, the Rabbo, that would have been a problem for Rabbo, the Omar, who had said, Hecho, the Mosar, Shalo, the Adim. Rabbah's original position was that when something was given over without witnesses present, lo shno ro, lo shno lo ro, mehem on uman. Whether the customer sees it or doesn't see it, the uman is believed. Umeshani Rabbah, and then Rabbah in the Gemara answered, lo, li oilom hecho delo mosar bi'edim. If the original handover was done without witnesses present, uman mehem on. V'afilu ro, the craftsman, the repairman would be believed even if the customer sees it. He observes it in the repairman's possession. Kinaminon, as we explained earlier. Why then in this source did we say that the craftsman is not believed? Because there were witnesses that saw the initial handover. And the customer sees his talis there as well. Since there are two things working against the craftsman, the repairman, there are witnesses that saw him receive it, and the customer observes it now in his possession, in the repairman's possession. Lo motzi lachzuki beyu lemeimar he, the repairman, can't say, Lokuahu biyadi. Sherei b'toras pikodan bali yado. It came to him as an item to be watched and to be taken care of, not as a purchase. Umigu leko lameimar, deho lo motzi lameimar hechzarti loch. He can't strengthen his position with the fact that he could have said, I returned it to you. Sherei royan oisarach shel biyado. It's there in his, in the repairman's possessions. He can't, that backup claim, that strong claim, I returned it to you, wouldn't work. What do you mean I returned it? It's sitting on your shelf. The achshav chozar boy rabo bal korchoi mimai deuki lemasnisin. At this point in the Gemara, Rabbah is retracting from what he originally said. When, how did he set up the Mishnah? He set up the Uki Lemasnisin. How did he set up the Mishnah? The Mesiras Edim Afagav de Lo Ra Ein Lo Chazoka Leuman. When is it that the Uman has no Chazoka? When the initial give handover was done in the presence of witnesses. That alone would have weakened the repairman's position. Bahashta Svirale. And this is, he's explaining what the Gemara had mentioned, that Hadri B, the Gemara said that Rabbah retracted. He retracted his original setup and expresses currently the following. Fahashto svirle, dechodiko tarti, edim viro'a. Only then ein lo'i chazoka. Only then does the craftsman lose the case. Avol, edim v'lo'i ro'a. If there were witnesses, but the customer doesn't see it now, or the customer sees it, but there were no witnesses at the original handover, yesh loy chazaka. The craftsman has a claim. Shiyochol litoin hechzartiv loch hechadol raw. If you're lacking the raw thing, like the Aleph scenario where there were witnesses but there's no raw, so the repairman could say, I gave it back. The Afagav de Moser B'Edim, even though the initial give over was in the presence of witnesses, the Hodarbe Mimai Diomar Liel Tzorach Lahachsir Lo B'Edim. Rabbah retracts from that point that he originally said if an initial handover is in the presence of witnesses, the return must be in the presence of witnesses. So at this point, he's retracting from that. Namely, the return does not have to be in the presence of witnesses. Therefore, the repairman could say, Hichzartiv loch, if the customer doesn't see it right now. V'kol shekein hecha, deleka loy edim v'lo ra'a. And certainly in a case where there are no witnesses that saw the initial handoff, and the customer does not see it, certainly then the uman will have a chazoka. Ula Abaye, b'ro'o l'chud talya milsa. According to Abaye, though, it all depends on observing, the customer observing his item, sees that the item is in the rishus of the mocher, of the repairman. Im ro'o biad uman ein lo chazoka. Vim lo ro'o, yesh chazaka. If the customer doesn't see it, the uman will have a claim. Ulemasira lo chayshinon bein biedim bein shelo biedim. As far as Abaye is concerned, the issue of being handed over in the presence of witnesses is an irrelevancy. So even though the Rashbam seemed to elaborate, he provides for us a wonderful summation of the shitas and the flow of the Gemara. Continuing in the Gemara, Mosiv Rava L'Siue L'Rabba. You'll notice there's a long question marking. We've seen this before. The triangle is inverted, hence we're going to be putting Abaye on the spot. So Rava's raising a question that in effect will serve to support Rava's position. The source is in a frame. Anoisein talisa le'umon. Umon oimer shtayim kotzatzoli. The umon claims that the fee that they agreed upon was to be paid. He paid 2 units. V'halo omer, the customer says, lo kotzatzi loch elo achas. I'm only paying you 1. Calls man she'atalis biad umon al balabayis lo viraya. As long as the article is in the hands of the umon will be believed, and the balabayis would have to bring witness. Nos no loy. However, if the repairman gave his talis back to the customer, bizmanoi nishba venotel, if it's before sundown, it's during the period of time that people are expected to pay, so the craftsman, the repairman, has the following option. He can swear and that it's the fee they agreed upon is like he says, and take and get paid that. Ovar's mano, however, if Shkia Sahama went by, there's a feeling, there's a concept that there's a chazoka that people paid up. Therefore, Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Haraya. Who is Motzi over here? The repairman is trying to be Motzi the fee that he wants, so he'll have to bring witnesses to prove his side. Heichi domi. E deiko edim. Lechsi edim, my ko amri. If they're witnesses that saw the item given over to the repairman, the Rashbam adds something that's of importance to the poshut shot here, that he says umistamo gam b'fneim kotzas aschirus. Those witnesses probably heard the amount that was agreed upon as well. So then, if they're witnesses, let the judges hear the testimony of the witnesses. Elo lav deleko edim. Rather, the Gemara tells us here on the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph that there are no witnesses that saw the initial handoff, even though, and this is another critical point that's brought out in the Rashbam, even though the customer sees the item, he observes the item in the rishus of the repairman. Vikotoni umon mehemon. The repairman is believed. That's what the source said. It said that Kolzman, the talis, is in the hands of the Uman. The Uman's believed. Based on what? Migu di'i boy omale lekucha hi biyodi. The repairman could have said, I bought it. Mehemonami agre. He is therefore believed on the amount, the schar that he's supposed to get. At this point then, what do we see? We see that there's a case of ro'ah, and the repairman is believed. That's not like Abaye. Abaye said that, and this we saw brought out so brilliantly by the Rashbam, that l'fi Abaye, it all depends on ro'ah, that once the customer has this ro'ah on his side, he sees, he observes the item, customer is believed. Here we have a case where customer observes the item and repairman is believed. The Gemara rejects this. Loi li'olam deleko edim v'hu delo ra'a. Why is the repairman believed? First of all, there are no witnesses that saw the handover, and the customer does not observe the item either. And as a result of that, everyone would agree the repairman is believed because he could say, I never got anything from you to begin with. At this point, we conclude our shiur for today.